Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Okay, Scott Anderson. Let's go to Damian and Hal. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Damian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I want to talk to school real quick. I think this fan base has to realize and start to consider that we're not going to re-sign school. I think it's almost a 0% chance at this point. If we look at it, I think, one, you have Boris as a client or as an agent. Every time somebody hires Boris, it's either LA or New York at that point. His comments at the end of the year were never team friendly comments. And so I think that told everybody in this fan base that he's just going for money at this point, which is fine. I'm not hurting him. But at the same time, we have to realize that MLB doesn't have a salary cap. And so that hurts Detroit already, because these teams are going to do the deferred deals again, LA, New York. They're going to find a way to pay him over what Detroit offers him. So if we offer him 400, somebody's going to offer him 425. At this point, I think the fan base has to realize that we have almost a zero chance of signing him.
Well, let me give you a little more hope. Maybe that percentage will go up a little bit.
Well, I 100% agree with him, but give us both hope.
Okay, because I need to give myself some hope too, because I worry about this. They have a ton of money they can spend. And as long as they keep up with a plan that is promoting their minor league players they've drafted and acquired or whatever, it keeps their salary down. It keeps the payroll down. And if they're at $130 million, $131 million going into the 2026 season, and that's with $22 million accounted for Tarek Skubal, if you increase that, if you double that, and now he gets to $45 million a year, you can still add other players and do it. Like I said earlier, this is a team that had a payroll north of $200 million a dozen years ago when they were competing for World Series. This team is literally competing for World Series. They've gotten in the playoffs the last 2 years. They've advanced to the second round the last 2 years. They need to take steps forward. And you can't take any steps forward unless you've got Tarek Skubal involved.
Next year.
Well, so I think I'm just leaving this open that I think that they have money that they can spend on Tarek Skubal along with other players.
But some of these big market teams, though. I mean,
the big market teams have it too. But I get it. There's going to be there will be a point that the Tigers would have to say we can't do beyond this. We have no idea what the threshold is, but I think we might be surprised at how high the Tigers can go to pay for their guy, because this is the only guy right now on this roster that is even close to being worthy of a big time contract. We can talk all we want about Riley Green and what we want him to be and what we think he is, but Riley Green's not approaching a $30 million a year contract right now. He's got three more years with at least two more years, 26, 27, and 28 with this team before he becomes a free agent. That's three more years before you even to think about paying him. So this payroll I'm sorry, Damien, and let me just say this. And in 2 years, Javi Baez is not going to be on the books. That's $25 million that's freed up. I just think that they've got the money that's there. And if they're willing to spend, if Chris Illich is willing to do what it takes, which apparently is very supportive, that's what Scott Harris said yesterday, incredibly supportive. If he gets to the levels where his father was at, which isn't asking too much, and even with the cost of inflation, it's not asking that much. They've got oodles of money to spend on Skubal and others. Will they do it? Don't know.
My hope is centered around, and I agree with Damon, I don't think there's any chance he'll sign a contract beyond this year with Detroit. And I'm okay with them. I'm at peace with that. What gives me hope is that the Brewers thing to deal Corbin Burnes that Neil pointed out, and look where the Brewers are today. If you're smart with Plan B, Plan B can be good too.
Yes.
Harris doesn't have the the credibility in this town like a Brad Holmes, but he also isn't near the end, like where you got to produce now, like Steve Yzerman. This is still early, relatively early for him. He's done some good things, but you know, his legacy is what happens from here.
Well, he's done really good things. This team is where they're at. I mean, which was way ahead of schedule.
It is ahead of schedule. Now, it's done on large part on the Avila draft classes, but still, I mean, he hasn't screwed it up, but he's taken and made him a little bit better here and there, and I appreciate that, and I think he deserves credit for that.
I think it's done developing those draft
classes. The big step is what does he do next? What does he do next? Well, and I think they're in a great position.
Yeah.
They really are. Even if Scooble is destined to leave, they're still in a good position.
Well, it's one of the top farm systems in all of baseball. And what he said yesterday about being the best organization in baseball in terms of winning mm-hmm. at the big league club and all in your four minor league teams, he's 100% right. I mean, they've got a ton of talent stockpiled. It's all moving through the system that you don't know if how many of these guys are going to pan out, but you do have to expect that more than a few will. And that would be paying off huge dividends, and it could be as soon as this year. We might see guys this year. I mean, that's what he intimated. I mean, not even intimated. He flat out said that there's some guys that had really big years at AA.
I did not.
They're going to come up here.
John's in Livonia next. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing, Doc? How you doing, Gator?
What's up?
Hey, I just want a little different perspective. I've been around a little while. I'm not going to bore you with how long I've been around, but I would like to see the focus be on 2026 World Series champions. I really don't want to see them mess with trading Scooble, for one thing, because then you're going to delay the window. And I think the window is really wide open, maybe as wide as it's going to be for a while. And maybe we're just a couple of key hits away from being in the championship series, and look what
Well, they're literally one hit away from being in the championship series. We know that.
Yeah, and Milwaukee's been hammering Toronto, so why couldn't the Tigers be in the same position?
Oh, Seattle is.
So, yeah. So we're talking about, you know, this is the year. Next year's the year to do it. 27. Well, I'll worry about that at the end of 26.
Well, that's the Neo plan. What he wrote about today is go get a guy now that's essentially his replacement and.
And then if you can bring Scooble back, great, you go ahead and do that. But if you can't, I mean, but the problem is you don't want to lose him for nothing.
No.
And that's the downside of taking that plan and that approach. There is, I mean, if you wanted to add one player to this team, if you wanted, you'd have to go spend big money. But what if you went out and got Kyle Tucker? It's big money.
I feel like we've been doing this for a decade.
Right, but he's been this phenom. He's 28 years old, and he's an absolute stud in the outfield. You know, but if you had Kyle Tucker in the outfield, on an everyday basis, and in your lineup on an everyday basis, a guy who doesn't strike out that much, I think he had like 80 strikeouts this past season, that's a difference maker. That's a guy that is the difference between us sitting at home right now complaining about the Tigers and what we're going to do in the offseason to actually still rooting for this team in the ALCS.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.